Tosfos Rabbi say? What were the two reasons why it's Ena Mishalem is a Koyfer and Tosfos? The first reason Tosfos says, which appears according to the Riva, what's the reason you don't pay Koyfer? Come here, you're Ibn A. And ignoring the pasuk at the moment. That's the, according to the Riva. What does the Re say? What's the reason you don't pay Koyfer? The pasuk of Olav Veloy Al Ha'adam. Rashi appears to be doing something different, the Pnei Yeshua says, something totally different. Or the new concept, he says the following thing. He says, what is Koyfer for? Kufra?
Kapara.
Kapara. What does it mean, Kufra Kapara?
To redeem yourself.
To redeem yourself. What should really be happening to you?
Death.
Should be getting killed. Instead of getting killed, you get Kapara. How do we know that? Because what does the Pasuk say? You know what it says over there? What? Gam Ba'alav Yumas. And we say, it doesn't mean Yumas Mamish. It means kapar. But what happens if he's Yumas Mamish, my friends? What happens if he is getting killed? So is there a point in him paying money for kapara? Why not? Because he's getting his kapara already. He's getting the real kapara. He doesn't have to buy his way out. So if a person, if it's done bimezid, so then why is there no kapara? Because getting killed. What, you mean, come levit ramine? No! Because once he's getting misa, what's the point of the kapara? What happens if he does it b'shoigeg? Shoigeg goes to galus. What's the point of galus? Says the Gemara on daf beis, amid beis, in makos.
Kapara.
Kapara. It's also kapara. So once he has galus, so what's the point of him paying kuiper? He's already going to galus. Because the shor doesn't get kapara when we kill it. We're not trying to get kapara from the shor. We're trying to get the kapara from the bailam. Good observation. But the mises habailam is the kapara. The mises shor is not the kapara. It's just this animal has to get out of. We have got to get it. What? The bailam's chai. Then the koyfer comes off. That's what we do. You pay them. Gam bal of yumas misa b'dei shamayim. Misa b'dei shamayim. Okay. So what would the, well, and that's what's mashman our Rashi here. Because Rashi says, Adam is Eina Meshalem Es HaKoyfer. Rashi says, B'mezid Nerag B'shoigeg Goyla V'Eina Meshalem Koyfer. B'mezid Nerag Shoigeg Goyla V'Eina Meshalem Es HaKoyfer. It's like there's no place for Koyfer. Everything's taken. Mezid, he gets Misa. Shoigeg, he gets Gala. So when is there going to be Koyfer? There's no Koyfer. So what's the pasuk of Allah V'lo Allah Adam? If you look in Rashi over there, where Rashi brings down that pasuk, Rashi says, what happens if it's mezid v'lo asruba? It's mezid v'lo asruba. What about over there? Is he going to get misa if he doesn't have asra? Is he going to go to galus if it's a mezid?
No.
No. So what happens in that case? Says Rashi, over there is the pasuk of Allah v'lo Allah Adam. That's the case where the pasuk is. But without that, you don't need the pasuk. It's pashit because there's no makum b'chalal for there to be kaifer. Okay. Zok the Heiliki Gemara.
In that case, he would be in Kuiper.
The Olive, the Xeris of Kosovo, Olive, the Olive says you don't pay Kuiper.
In Mezid Velo Asra.
Mezid Velo Asra.
Why should he pay Kuiper anyways? He's getting off the hook.
He's what?
They can't convict him. They can't.
He did it on purpose. They were not going to kill him.
No,
he's
saying there's no Asra.
No, there's no Asra, so he won't get Misa, so why should he pay?
He's definitely going to have to pay. The question is whether he has to have Kuiper or not. Yeah. But does it be shaygig? He has to pay, or he'd have to, or in theory, we would give him kofar if not for the fact that he's going to galus. Adam mod laylam, you killed.
But the kofar is only to
what?
The kofar is only a punishment to redeem yourself.
Right, so you killed.
Kofar is not reinish. In this way, kofar is not reinish.
Why is it not reinish?
Because then how can you get an reinish without
us? You can get an reinish without us, right? You can get an Einish, you just can't get Misa without Asra. You go to Golis without Asra.
Golis is not Einish.
Golis is an Einish.
No,
it's a rehabilitation.
It's the Einish is the rehabilitation. Every Einish is rehabilitation. It's a kapara. It's the same type of thing as regular koifer. Can everybody say, you work that out. What does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, Hatzara Shova Shebehen. This is where we're up to. It's around 8 lines from the bottom. 9 lines from the bottom. Hatzara Shova Shebehen Shedarkon Lahazik. It's the Gemara Vechi Shor Darko Lahazik. Is it true that Shor is Darko Lahazik? Rashi explains. We read this Rashi before. This is a question only on Rav. Ravlon sure includes Karen. Is Karen darker lahazik? Because of course, regular is darker lahazik. Darker leilach lahazik, right? But sure, according to Rav, you Rav that says sure is Karen. Really, the Gemara should say v'chi sure v'chi Karen darker lahazik. Answer the Gemara b'muad. Frek the Gemara umuad darker lahazik. Kiven diayed urchehu. Kiven diayed urchehu. Once it's a muad, it becomes urche. Now, Rabbi say, I just want to. I'm not going to close this can that I'm about to open, but I'm opening a can right here, which is we have two different ways of understanding what muad is: simin or siba. We explained it in an interesting way, but simin or siba. This is a hakira. Does anyone remember who made this hakira? Okay, where did we bring it from? I believe we brought it from Rabbi David Pivarsky, Zatzal. Simin or Siba, everyone does clear this chakira, but the shayla is as follows: is the pshat after three times an animal gores three times, and therefore it's a Siba for it to be a muad? What does that mean?
It becomes a muad.
Mikoyach, the fact that you know hergol nase teva, which is that you do something enough times, it becomes your nature. So the animal became a muad through the three times, or it's not that it became muad; it's a simin.
It always was.
It's megala. We can't say that it was megala that it always was a muad because we had problems with mafreya and on the mafreya becomes anyway. It's megala that now to expect that it does crazy things, or that it always did crazy things, but not that it was always a real. Okay, those are two pshat. You have to work it out with our Gemara. The first pshat, I think, is very schwer in our Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says, V'chi shor darko lahazik b'muad. U'muad darko lahazik? Is muad darko lahazik? Yes, muad. What type of question is that? Is muad darko lahazik? It's a simba for it to become orche. Of course muad's darko lahazik. What's the Gemara's question? V'chi muad darko lahazik? Why? Of course it is. That's what muadis does. It makes it darko lahazik. So I don't understand even like what's the need for clarification according to the first tzad.
You can just say even simpler. It says in our Mishnah that it's
darker. Well, the Gemara is trying to understand that. So the Gemara says our Mishnah is like, what's pshat in the Mishnah? That's the Gemara is trying to scratch its head. It's like, what's this Mishnah saying? Darker lahazik? The Mishnah doesn't say it on muad. The Gemara says it. The Mishnah says it on whatever shor is. If shor is regular and shein, then it's not true. Okay. The Gemara says, yeah, it is darker. Maybe the Gemara didn't know that. But kiven diayit urchehu. Now, what does urche mean? It means that it is the nature. We were saying that maybe it's not really the nature in the maskana. It's just you have to expect to do the unexpected. So is that really urche? Is that called urche?
Treat it like it's urche.
You have to treat it like it's urche. Maybe that's what the Gemara is like struggling with. But you got to figure out how to plug both of those pshatim in onto over here into the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues and says, Adam darko lahazik. Is it true that Adam is darko lahazik? Says the Gemara, biyashan. Yashan darko lahazik, kim the kaifu pashin urchehu. Yeah. So we asked the question yesterday from the Heiliger of Nochem, Nochem Frech from the Oilom, the Welt zok the Vertel, Rabbi Yisai. That what's the Vert, what's the Vertel from the Welt? Is that, what does it mean? Because Yashan is Darker Lahazik, but Adam is Chayv even when he's Er, not only when he's Yashan. So is Adam Chayv because of Darker Lahazik? Is that a legitimate Tzad HaShav HaShemahen? I don't think so, says Rabbi Nochem, B'Shem the Welt. Because not all Adams are Darker Lahazik. So the defining quality is not Darker Lahazik. Comes again the Welt and says the Welt name. There's two Adams. There's an Adam Er and there's an Adam Yashan. And they're not identical. Adam Er is Chayiv Mikoyach Maisav. Adam Yashan is Chayiv Mikoyach Shmiras Gufoy. So the Mishnah that talks about Adam, the Arbav, Zazik, and Shobar, Mava, and Hever, which Mava are we talking about? Which Adam are we talking about? Only Adam Yashan. Somehow I seem to remember we even mentioned this when we first learned the Mishnah. Does anyone remember us discussing that it's only Yashan in the Mishnah?
First
yeah. What was the first Arbav?
What's Adam doing in the Mishnah? Adam belongs in Meruba.
Ah, that was what we said originally. Yes. There you go.
Rabbi said there's a difference between a person and his girl.
Yeah.
So it's like the same. That'd
be the same chilek gender. Yeah. Beseder. So Rabbi Yisai, Lefize, we could perhaps understand a little better. The Gemara discusses, a little better, a little worse, maybe a little better. The Gemara discusses, what are the toldas of Adam? The Gemara says, maybe Yashan is a tolda. Why would Yashan be a tolda? Maybe Yashan, Er is the Av is when he's awake. The tolda is when he's sleeping. Why should him sleeping be a tolda? You mean what?
The Torah is only discussed because he was awake.
Who said?
There's a pasuk of Adam and Isaac. There's no pasuk of
Adam with Olam. It's only when he's awake. The pasuk says when he's awake. The pasuk says something about him being awake.
When a guy is fighting with another guy.
That's choyval. It's not Adam. That's Chayvah. We're talking about Chayvah. Makabeh Mishalmena. It doesn't mean he's doing when he's awake. What? So Elamai means Shaygig. So just say Shaygig. Why is Yashan? Yashan is going to be our Tolda. What's Yashan? Why is Yashan the Tolda? You want to say Shaygig should be the Tolda? Okay.
It's the same thing.
Not the same thing. Now we're saying
maybe
it's not the same
thing.
Maybe when he's Yashan, it's a lower class Adam Amazik. It's not Chai Mikoyach Maisav. It's Mikoyach Chai Mikoyach Shmiras Gufoy. That attack will be a Tolda.
What else could be a Tolda? That's not it.
What?
What else could be a Tolda?
Maybe Nechanami. Maybe there aren't any Toldas. But maybe Nechanami. Maybe Shogig.
The Gemara assumes that the Av in the Mishnah was when he's awake.
Oh. The Gemara is saying my Avos and Toldos, and the Gemara is saying that maybe the Av is when he's awake, then our Mishnah is Arba Avos and should be when he's awake. And we got stuck over there. You just caught us in a pickle. It's a good question, Tevi. Tevi's asking good. Tevi's asking good. I would like to suggest another whole other pshat other than Rav Nachum in the sugya, and I would like to suggest that Adam awake and Adam sleeping is the same. It's all the same. Awake and sleeping is no difference. And he's only Dark El Azik when he's sleeping. So what was the question? The question was, so how could you say Tzara Shavash Hashem Dark El Azik? Let's say the following thing. What's going on in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is looking for the Hezik. Or it's looking for the mazik. Are we donning the hezik or are we donning the mazik? Hano lehezekoi, kavanosoi lehazik, hezekoi matzui. We're donning the mazik, the cheftza of the mazik. It might depend on what Arbavah's nizikin means. What does nizikin mean? But let's assume for a moment what we've discussed before. We set up a shame, Reb Zalman, Nata, Birkas Yankov, and others, I don't remember who. It's the cheftza of the mazik we're donning. So maybe the Gemara is just saying, Adam is Darko Lahazik. Nisht Alamal is he Darko Lahazik. True. But is he Darko Lahazik? He's Darko Lahazik. Atzad HaShav HaShem and all of these Mazikin are Darko Lahazik. Punked in this Hezik that he's doing, maybe he's not Darko Lahazik this way. Okay? Does that mean that it's a change the Cheftz of the Mazik and it's a Mazik and Darko Lahazik? The Cheftz of an Adam is Darko Lahazik, yes or no? Answer my question. Adam is Darko Lahazik, yes or no? Yes. In a certain situation, but he's Darko Lahazik. That means when we want to tag him, we're giving him a title of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is Darko Lahazik. Did this particular Hezik happen in a way that was the Derech? Maybe not. But if we're giving him a title, again, when we're donning, if we're donning the Cheftza of the Mazik, the Tchuna of the Mazik.
But he's
Chayiv
even when he's not Darko
Lahazik. He's Chayiv even when he's not. But mitzad, the cheft of the mazik, there's a tzad hashav, all of these mazikim are darkon hazik. So the toyer, the shame mazik that we're giving him, is a person, is a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing. It's darkon hazik.
Where he's chayiv on hezek, it's not only when he's darkon
hazik. Not only, that's right, not only, but something that's never darkon hazik. Are you going to be chayiv? Maybe not. Because it's nishkin mazik. But what type of mazik is this? It's not a mazik. This is hezek happened. You said it differently, Rabbi. Rabbi Judah, how did you say it? You're not chayiv. You're only chayiv if you have a mazik. How did you say it?
But
you said something like, you're not chayiv if hezek, I don't really give a mushroom.
If you have a screwdriver or a fork.
Yeah.
It's not a weapon.
It has to be a weapon. So what makes Adam a weapon? It's Dark Elazik. I punk that's being mazik now in a way that's not Dark Elazik Peseder, but it's a weapon. It's a cheft of a mazik.
That we're saying that in our Mishnah, everything else that it says is always Darko Lahazik, no matter what. So what, if you put Adam in that Mishnah now, you're going to think maybe you're only Chayim.
So I understand the question is because we're looking for a common denominator. Now they're looking for a common denominator in the Hezik. It's in the Mazik. It's common. It's still common. All of them. You're right. They're not all always Darko Lahazik, but they're all sometimes Darko Lahazik. Who cares if sometimes if this Hezik they're not Darko Lahazik? Because we're not doubting the Hezik. We're doubting the Mazik. And this mazik is a mazik, is adam, is azam, I can't call him a weapon, but I could call him a
destructive force.
Thank you. Yes, adam is a destructive force. So punkt, now he's being mazik in a way that's not, but we're still donning the chefts of the mazik is that way. Koponim, I think that this is the emes, and emes is the shitas, is mefurish, not like Reb Nachum. So, dach zachmir. Koponim, let's go weiter. You have a lot to do. I have another raya. Oh, I have another raya. So what's the case that we're saying is Dark Lahazik? Is Yashan. And what's the difference between Adam and Shar? Lurea Adam Lurea Mavak Rea Shar, because Adam is Chayv Dal Dvarim. Yashan's not Chayv Dal Dvarim. Yashan's not Chayv Dal Dvarim. Yashan is Patron Dal Dvarim. The Gemara says on Chavav that Yashan is Patron Dal Dvarim.
Yeah, well, we found
the Rashi, it's a no, it's a Shoyge, not Yashan. Tani Simas Chaver, Dumi the Shiva's Ragla, Mahos and Nezik in Arba Dvarim Loi, Av Simas in Chaver, Nezik in Arba Dvarim Loi, in Achayv Arba Dvarim. Reb Nachum brings this kasha himself and he wiggles. He's good at that. What? We're saying that the discussion is Adam, Yashan, and Shar, and what's the difference between the two of them? That Yashan is Chayim and Dal Dvarim. Shor is not, but Yashan is not Chayim and Dal Dvarim.
It's not Yashan, it's Adam.
But there's a difference. This, we said there's two Adams. There's Adam of, we're differentiating between the Adams, right? There's Adam Shmiras Gufoy, and there's Adam Shmiras Maisav. Shmiras Gufoy is ever Chayim Dal Dvarim? Ever? No. Because it's always Yashan. So you're saying that Adam Yashan is never Chayv Dal Dvarim. Over there, we're handling, we're saying by Koifu, we said that.
Yeah, but the right, by Koifu is the same thing, because the Mishnah talk about Shor Da'azik Adam. So we're saying sometimes there's such a thing as Shor Da'azik Adam.
But it's the same Mazik of Shor.
So
it's
the same Mazik.
No, it's not the same Mazik of Adam. It's two different Chayv of Adam. Over there, if the animal hits a person or the animal hits an animal, it's the same animal hitting. It's the same Mazik. Same Mazik. Right? But over here, it's totally different Mazik. I'll give you an example, okay? Gemara says, is Adam dark? Is Shor dark lahazik? Yeah, by regal, it's dark lahazik. What's the problem with Karen? It does it by regal. But that's regal, this is Karen. Yeah, but it's all Shor, but it's different mazikim. So here also, Yashan and Adam are different mazikim. If you say it's all one mazik, it's just one enachanami, then you could do that. That's what I'm trying to say. I'll cope on it. Let me get invited, Rabbi say. Oh. There's a fascinating thing we have over here. If you look at the Gemara over there, Andaf Chavav Amid Aleph for a second. We say, take a look at the Mishnah Andaf Chavav Amid Aleph. It's wichtig to see that Mishnah. The Mishnah Andaf Chavav Amid Aleph says, Adam Ud La'ilam. Bein Ar Bein Yashan. Man is always a Mu'ud. Bein Shoigig bein Mezid. Bein Er bein Yashan. Simas in Chaver Shibas is Kalev. Mishalim Nezik Shalim. What does that mean? Even if he does it by accident, it means. Filu b'shoigig. Says the Gemara, Tani Simas in Chaver Dumya de Shibas Kalev. They put the two of them together. Ma Hosam Nezik in Arbet Var Maloi. Afsimas in chavero nezik in arba dvarim loy. So what do we see over here? There's no arba dvarim. Reb Kveiger here on the Mishnah, in the Mishnayos, brings a startling Rashi. This is Reb Kveiger. Says Reb Kveiger, Tamua li al mashakosiv Rashi Yevamis daf nun dalet amet aleph. Rashi Yevamis writes that menezek tzaripu v'sheves arminam b'vazvel the rabbis shogeg kemezid. Rashi writes the following: "Benezek tzar ripoy v'sheves, damrina v'choyvo petzal p'tachas potzel l'rabbis shogeg k'mezit." Rashi says that you're chayv nezek tzar ripoy and sheves shogeg k'mezit. That's from Kivager.
In which case?
Shoygig.
Yeah, what's the case that Rashi says?
He fell off of a roof and hurt someone. Habemes b'shoygig ain't a chayv rak nezek avolod dal dvarim. Vahi the yavamis the nafal min hagag. Kuch my bruch mitzuy avi meizid the tzarchin gadol. Tzarchin gadol on Rashi. Rashi seems to say that you chayv arav dvarim even on shoygig. In our Gemara seems to say, no, you're not like that. Because of our... Seems in chaveroi. Do me the shiris. Ke ma hasim nezek in arba dvarim loy. Av simes in chaveroi. Nezek in arba dvarim loy.
Rashi says, I mazed a curve of nezek.
Right.
So maybe that's considered curve of nezek.
Yeah, but he says, the ragas shoygeg ke mazed. And Chanami, Kivager says over there that it's talking about Ruach Metsuya, and then he's shoygeg and curve of amazing. But Rashi says even by shaking. So I just want to suggest one, so perhaps
the case
one.
Is not necessarily Ruach Metsuya.
No, it doesn't say that.
Where's that Gemara?
The Gemara in Yevamos. I would just like to suggest one, perhaps one shot in Rashi, which I don't know if it's going to work with Rashi in Baba Kama, but at least it will work with Rashi in Yevamos, which is that maybe Rashi learns that this that we say your Patra and Dal Dvarim is only when you're Yashan. Not when you're Shogeg, only when you're Yashan. Yashan is Patra and Dal Dvarim. Maybe Shogeg is Chayv and Dal Dvarim. The Rabbi Shogeg Kemezid. What's the difference between Yashan and Shogeg? What's the difference? So according to Reb Nachum, it's going to make sense. There's a big difference between Yashan and Shogeg.
So the commissioner over here is talking about Shogeg.
Doesn't he say Shogeg over there? He doesn't say Yashan.
No, over there, he says Shogeg is Chayv. Yashan is maybe Pater. Because this Mishnah, if you look in the Noisei Kalim, the Pnei Moshe at least, learns this Mishnah is talking about Yashan. Simas Ein Chaver, Shibas Kalim, Mishalam Nezek Shalom, says the Pnei Moshe is talking about when he's sleeping. So the Mishnah is talking about Yashan. So then the Gemara that says Ktani, Dumya is also talking about Yashan. Maybe it's only Yashan. It's only talking about Yashan. Why would the difference Yashan and Shagig? They both don't have Das. Yashan is Mechayev is only Shmiras Gufay. Maybe only by Shmiras Gufay is not in Dal Dvar.
Rashi says,
yeah, it's not going to work with Rashi over here. As I said, I don't know if it's going to work with Rashi over here. It'll work with Rashi.
It says you have a Dal Dvarim on its car of Lameza.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, Rabbi Yisai, I'm still going to be left with my problem in Rashi by us, which I don't really have a good answer for, at least according to Rabbi Nachum. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "The kayif who pashet esraglov, urchehu l'shaber kelim shebetzad meiragloisov." Rashi's mashma, it's only dark lahazik on the raglayim. What about if he's mazik with his yodayim while he's sleeping? Is it dark lahazik with his yodayim while he's sleeping? It's klar in Rashi not. It's not dark lahazik with his yodayim. So would that be a case? Would you be chayiv or pater when you're yashan? If you're chayiv, that means that you're chayiv even when it's not dark alahazik. So dark alahazik is no longer tzad hashava. So according to Reb Nachum, I have no choice but to say you're going to be pater, which is going to be a pele. A pele. A person sleeps and is mazik with his hands, he's pater. Okay, if you're comfortable with that. Ad-demur laylam benor ben yashan. Shogeg ben Mezid, and all of a sudden you're going to be putter when you sleep if you do mazik. I hear it's just it doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah for sure not, but that's what it sounds like to me from Rashi. Unless you say that Rashi learns that even if it's not dark or lahazik, you're still going to be chayiv and say not like Reb Nachum.
I thought we established. Oh, that's chayiv, even not dark or lahazik. We're just coming up with.
That's not like Reb Nachum. Okay, I'm just saying.
Rashi is giving an example.
No, because no. Rashi says the kaifu pashet es raglov.
That is the case.
Yeah, it's the only case. He just means he's going to stretch all of his limbs. Why would Rashi?
Because
then we're saying that in a chanami, the only case of dark lahazik is by the feet. But your chayvin, if it's not dark lahazik, so what's the tzadashov? The tzadashov is that Adam has dark lahazik, like what we were saying, not like Reb Nachum. You don't need Darko Hazik in every case. You don't need it. And then there's no difference whether he's awake or he's sleeping. It's all Adam HaMazik. You don't have to make two different Mazikim, anything like that. Okay. Let's see the Gemara Vaitis. It's the Gemara. Ushmirasan Alecha. Adam Shmiras Gufay Alav. It's the Gemara Shmirasan Alecha. Adam Shmiras Gufay Alav. Says Rashi, Kaparach, my Haidik Tani Shmiras Shmiras Alecha, Lashon Zen, Eshayach Elvin Iskema Moinai. The Gemara is asking that the Lashon doesn't work. Now, to get clear, the Gemara's problem is nothing to do with the Lamdas. This is purely a linguistic question. That the language of the Mishnah isn't good. I don't like the language of the Mishnah. Why does it say Shmirat Shmirasan Alecha? It should say Shmiras Gufay Alav. It's not a conceptual problem. It's purely just a textual problem. Says the Gemara, "Lataimech hadik tani karna arbavis nazikin." Karna is the name of a person. He's learned arbavis nazikin. Va'adam echad mehem. Adam shmiras gufay alav hu. So how do you understand karna's brisa? The karna said arbavis nazikin. One of them is Adam. Ella the kamar avavol latana the tani Adam shmiras gufay alav. Achanami tani Adam shmiras gufay alav. And achanami, it doesn't mean that it's. The Lashon is Lav Dafka. That's what Rashi says at the top of the Avdala on the base. Hachanami Tani Adam Shmiras Gufay Alav. Hachaydik Tani Shmiras Analecha Ashara. The language that they the text that they use is for the other three. This is fascinating to me. Rabbi Sai, Karna, we have a Tana that tells us Arbav is Nazik and one of them is Adam. We have a Tana that tells us that. So how does Shmuel say not like that? I mean, he could try, because he doesn't have to know all the brises, but he could be wrong. We have a Tana that says that that's what it is. So we're going to think that the Mishnah means something other than the Tana?
It's a problem.
Huh?
It's the problem. There's several lists, right? There's four or 12.
Oh, so like the Ravid, it's going to be good, Rabbi. So the Ravid said that there's Taka. There's someone that says Arbav is a zikin which includes Hazam. And someone else that says Arbav is a zikin that includes Shane. And because Rebbe wasn't sure which way to go, Dafka made it ambiguous. So you found one Tana that went that way. That's Shkoyach. It's not a surprise.
That's why you see that there's more than four.
Yeah, but the Gemara should explain.
Yeah.
The Gemara, no, I'm saying the Gemara brought a Tana one way. That's
it's only a Brisa. It's a Brisa. So still a Raya. It still should be a Raya. Yeah.
I was asking what is it about the Tana?
No, what I'm asking is, once we have Karna, the discussion should be over. We have a Tana that tells us that it's Adam. Arbav is Nazikin, it's Adam. Right? So you're saying, no, maybe some people have another list. So I'm saying, Lamaisa, the way that the Ravid learned, there's Taka, more, there's two lists. And Elu, the Elu, Divya, Lekim, Chaim. So you have one Tana that way, that's not a problem. Rebbe knew that. Rebbe heard that. That means that there was a Tana that clearly said that that was what it means. Rebbe heard the other thing also. So Rebbe Dafka wanted to do it.
There's more of us that are
13, 24. Yeah, but the list of four, he says four. Arba Avais, the Adam Echad. He doesn't just choose, you know, Shomer Chinam, Menasech, right? These are the four. The other ones are clearly going to be those, right? It's going to be Shor Bar Mav and Hever. Those are the four. Yeah. Okay. Okay, everybody, say, here comes the fun. Zok Tehevi Getoises. Kivan de Kayif Upashit Orchehu. Biyushalmi Yesh. The Yoshon Lamechayiv Ela Kishahishkiv Asmoy Eitzela Kalim. Biyushalmi says a person's not always Chayiv. He's only Chayiv if he lies down next to the Kalim. Avalim Yoshon Viviu Kalim Etzloy Vishavan Potter. So, first thing I want to tell you is, if Tosis has to bring a Yushalmi, that means that Tosis could not have figured this out. This is not one of those no duh things, right? You could technically have thought not like this Yushalmi. From the fact that Tosis has to bring Yushalmi, from the fact that Yushalmi has to say it, all those things. You would think that a person goes to sleep and someone else brings and puts a keli next to him, you're going to be chayiv. Says Yushalmi, you're potter. Yushalmi yesh. The Yoshan lo mechayiv el kishihishkiv atzmoi etzel akelim. Avalim Yoshan vehiviu kelim etzloi vishavron potter. Dehaim Gar Mulai, they caused it to him. Haim Gar Mulai. Haim Gar Mulai. I don't know what those words mean exactly yet. Yeah, we're going to try to figure that out. I'm going to say my own pshat and what I think it means. But Tosfos says, Heim garmu loy. My question is as follows, I've always said. What happens if a person lies down? And he lies down underneath a tree. And that tree has fruit. And it's normal for a fruit to fall from that tree. He lies down, there's no fruit next to him. The fruit falls, and he rolls over and kicks the fruit, and he destroys the fruit. Is he chayiv or putter? What would you say?
He's chayiv, because
the tree bears fruit, and...
Wait, you could expect the...
You could expect, ruach mitzvah, you could expect fruit to fall.
Does this matter where it is?
Yeah, it's in the Rosh Hashanah that he would be chayiv if he did the hezek. I don't know what, whatever that is. Why would he not be chayiv?
Yeah, so why is that any different than if you go lay down next to it directly? You know it's going to be there.
But the whole reason you're putter when you don't lie next to the kelim is because you did Shemira Skufa. In this case, you didn't do Shemira Skufa.
Now is the next quiz. He lies down 10 feet away from a fruit tree. And it's not normal for fruit to get all the way over there. But there was a totally abnormal wind that came and blew fruit all the way next to him. He rolled over and he messed up the fruit. Is he chayiv or putter?
Yes. Putter.
Yes, what? Chayiv?
Putter.
Putter. This is going to depend on how you understand what Tosfos means.
The only reason is that your putter doesn't grow, and this wasn't a grow.
The whole thing is going to depend on what's the svar over here in the Tosfos. This is going to be the Shaila. I think it's going to be a Machlokes Rishonim. Here goes. You ready? Let's take a look at the Ayelas HaShachar that we gave out today. Ayelas HaShachar brings... Avol im yoshan ve'eviu kelim etzlo v'shavram patut dehem gormaloi. Miloshan ze hoyamashma detam p'tur enim ishund have oynes gomor. The reason your patut is not because of oynes gomor. Elo k'mo shekosef haramban dehem goram le'atzmoi. Dehu goram le'atzmoi. Hu goram le'atzmoi. Now, as the Ramban says, the reason your putter is because he caused it to himself. Hu garam la'atzmai. Ulekamon daf chav zayin amad beis, toysi tim maschul shmuam avor de ochichum, he said, do'inis gomer putter adam amazik. It's a rachia. Says Rabban Leib, if you look at toysi chav zayin amad beis, toysi says, adam muad la'aylam bein, Bain Aynes Bain Ratzain Bain Shoigeg Bain Mezid Bain Air Bain Yashin is only if it's not an Aynes Gamor. Aynes Gamor! Your potter. Where does Tais bring a riot from? It says, because of the Yushalmi. Yushalmi, I'm sleeping. And then all of a sudden someone brings it next to me. I should be Chayiv. Aynes Gamor! I'm an Aynes Gamor! Now, Bain Aparat says it over here also. Says the Ayelas HaShachar. It seems to be a steer in Tosfos. Because our Tosfos says the reason is because Heim Gormuloi. That sounds like the Ramban. The Ramban says, because Hu Gorm La'atzmoi. And Tosfos over there on the Chav Zayin says, because of Aynes Gomor. So we got to understand. So let's start like this. Okay, we got a lot of work to do. Start like this. What is the svar of Aynes Gomor? Is Adam Potter when he's an Aynes? According to the Ramban, even the Ramban is a regular standard Aynes. Are you Pater, Adam, or Chayiv? Chayiv. But Aynes Gomor is Pater. What does that mean? I don't get it. Aynes is Chayiv or Pater? It depends. What does it depend? Every other case, a person is an Aynes, he's Pater. But when it comes to Mazik, if he's an Aynes, Chayiv. Aynes Gomor is Pater. What's the svar of Aynes Gomor Pater? So I'd like to suggest this follows. Obviously, there's two ways of understanding Aynes. One is Aynes Rachmana Patre. What does Patre mean? The Torah put a ptur on you. You did it, but you're Pater. Reb Chaim is Mechadish. There's another way of understanding Aynes Rachmana Patre. The pshat is when a person does something but Aynes, he didn't do it. I didn't do this. It's not the pshat I'm putter from paying. Sehesnish, I did it. It's not called I did it. Reb Chaim is coming to answer a question. What happens if a person makes a t'nai? I'll marry you, I'll t'nai. And then he's an oinus in being mekayim the t'nai. Reb Chaim, who cares? You didn't do the t'nai, so what difference does it make? This is Reb Chaim, nein, because when you're an oinus, it's like you didn't even do it. I didn't do that. It's not that I'm putter. It's I didn't do it. So you could, there's two ways of understanding. Pashri pshat, oinus rachamana patre. What does patre mean? You did it, but you're putter. Reb Chaim says, there's nothing to be mechayev me for, because I didn't do it. Maybe what the Ramban is saying is, oinus gomor, that means it was not within my power to be able to stop this from happening. So then, I didn't do it. It's not me. That's oinus gomor. But, if it's a stam oinus, okay, maybe we'll patter you in normal cases. Adam, muad la'olam, bein ar, bein yashan, bein shoygeg, bein mezid, bein oinus, bein watson, we're going to mechayev you anyway. Lamaisa, you did the hezik. Yeah, but I'm always putter. Not by Adam Amazik. Chayiv even if you're oinus. So why is oinus gomor putter? Because then you didn't even do it. That could be the pshat. That's the pshat oinus. But the Ramban comes and says, no, even oinus gomor is going to be chayiv. The reason you're putter here is because to who garam le'atzmai? Who garam le'atzmai? That's not, it's not the exact lashon of the Ramban. That's not Lashon HaTzeis at all. What's the Lashon HaRamban? Don't have the Ramban here. Who poishaya la'atzmai. Poishaya la'atzmai, right? Say, similar type of Lashon as the Ayel Sashachar. Gor la'atzmai, poishaya la'atzmai.
What's he supposed to do?
I think the pshat is what?
What's he supposed to do? Sleep or something.
Okay.
He's completely...
Okay. Adam, mud la'idam. I'm going to get to it. I think the pshat in the Ramban is as follows, Rabbi Yisai. And this is the language that the Mishpatei HaTorah uses. Iyu afsid anafshe. What does Iyu afsid anafshe mean?
He made him cause himself a loss.
He did it to himself. So if I put my vase next to you, and now you roll over on my vase, I can't go to you and say, look, buddy, you ruined my vase. What do you mean? I ruined your vase. You did it to yourself. Iyu afsid anafshe. He's goram le'atzmoy. What does le'atzmoy mean? To himself he's going. The Lashon of Ramban, Poshea be'atzmoy. Poshea le'atzmoy. That's what it means. In other words, according to what I'm saying, what's going to be the din? If Reuven is sleeping, and Shimon comes and puts Levi's vase next to Reuven. Reuven is sleeping. Shimon comes and puts Levi's vase next to Reuven. Reuven's chayiv. Reuven is chayiv. Rabbi Yisai, Reuven is chayiv. I don't care if there's a Mishpatei HaTorah not like me, if there's a Maratzchias not like me, Reuven is chayiv. I'm not being mezalzel in this covet because he's not really saying that like me. Reuven is chayiv. Listen to me. Listen. Why are you putter if someone else comes and put it? Because he is Poshea Be'atzmai. He's Goyrim La'atzmai. He did it to himself.
What happens if he's not the one who did it?
Not if I do it to myself. If I do it myself, you're not chayiv. You'd have to run avshe.
Someone's swinging a baseball bat around. I take someone else's object and put it where he's swinging it. Why should...
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. If...
We went through it. If you're awake, there's no kasha.
Someone's banging in his car. I quickly take someone else's object, put it behind the wheel, he drives over. Other more lilam. Driver, you're chayiv. That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying.
Could be. Yeah.
Why should the person who put it there not be chayiv? He goes,
it's a
guy.
No, it's not what it means.
He didn't do anything for the box.
What?
There was no other there.
If I smash something over someone's head, he has to pay for the box?
No. There you did it. There you did it. You're dying. But if here, all I did is I positioned it in a place where it's going to get kinesic. I'm just a goyrim. I'm a terrible, no good, very bad person. And maybe.
You punt him in his head. No way.
You're a goyrim. You're just a goyrim.
You did it.
You didn't do it. You're a goyrim. Grumma bin Asakin is Pater. He's a Goyrim. He's Goyrim. He's not Chayiv.
Why should he be Chayiv only in the case where the guy who's sleeping owns it? Sorry, where it's his object. Why should
he? It's not Chayiv. It's not Chayiv. It's just you. You broke your stuff.
Only when he owns his own stuff.
Because
he owns
the Absin Anafshe.
In the other case, he's going to be
Chayiv. Yeah, because he's a Mazik. Adam Mord Lailam. Period.
He's a Mazik, period. So then in the other case, also, it doesn't matter.
None of I'm if you have said enough, say not. What's the svara of Mord Lailam? Listen. Look, you're not such a bad guy. I agree, till you're a good guy, okay? But you broke my object. Did you break my object? Yes or no? Just answer my question. Did you break my object? Yes, right? In any case of Shoigeg, Oinis, did you break my object? Yes or no? Yes. So I'm going to lose money. Why in the world should I lose money? I'm not a bad guy. This is my object. So who's going to lose over here? The Pusik says the Mazik loses, period. It's not his fault. It's not my fault either. What do you want from me? It was my object you broke. You broke my vase. It was an accident.
Here, I want to see.
Then you have to pay.
You yeah. Put it in a position.
That's a different story. That's Levi being chayv. Levi's a goyrim.
Shimon
is a goyrim. Ruven Shimon is a goyrim. Grumman and Zaken. He's chayv lotzis de shemayim. He's going to get punished in shemayim.
I still have this object. He took his pesher in the world.
So he didn't do anything. So what? He didn't do anything. He didn't do hezek.
He didn't do hezek.
And I want to say something else, Tully. Even if Shimon's also chayv, but Ruven's not potter, Ruven is chayv. Ruven is a mazik, period. What? Yeah, because Adam would lie though.
Okay,
Adam would lie, let me try it. What? The Yishalmi argues on the Ramban. This is in the Ramban. The Ramban says a lashon of he's goyim la'atzmo, he's posha la'atzmo, iud avser anafshe. All those cases in this case that we're talking about.
In that case,
that case, that case.
What? That's not because of Ramban and Mazik.
What do you mean?
Meaning, Mamar Mazik is Mamar Kosh Rasa Lachud. You are aware of where you were, and therefore.
You're saying, how is it Shaykh to have Shmiras Gufay Olav in a case when there's no Shmira at all, right?
What do we want from
you? Okay, that's you see from all the Rishonim, not like that, Lachayra. Because no one says, what do you want? He did a Shmira. No one says that. Haim Garmuloi, or because he's Pashal, whatever these stories are.
You have to split up a Yashin.
No, Tessis is first.
Could be.
Tessis is the original Yashin.
Okay, everybody, so let me get back. Hold on a second.
Yeshki Yashin, Lamachayev, Elikashe, Hishkiv, Atzma, Eitel Akena.
Correct.
That sounds like, it, as long as he did enough that he didn't go to sleep next to him, he's going to be put there. That's what he's saying.
What's he saying? No, but what's the reason why Aval Im Yashin, Eviu, Kaila, Eitzel? He should say, because I did the Shmira. He should say, I did the Shmira, not Haim Garmuloi, I did the Shmira. Haim Gormala seems because I'm pushing it on someone else. What does it have to push on someone else for? Hey. According to the Rabban, you're going to be chayiv because you're a mazik. The only p'tur is iud avsan anafshe, or he's posha be'atzmoy, he's goram la'atzmoy. All those lashonis that we're seeing is that's the svar of the Rabban.
True, even if the object isn't his himself, he was still goram la'atzmoy on someone else's object.
No, that's what no no goram la'atzmoy means. Goram la'atzmoy means iud avsan anafshe. Iud Avsan Avshay means he's Mazik himself.
He was Mazik himself on an object that's not.
That's not called Mazik himself. There's no such thing. It's not Mazik himself. He's Mazik someone else. He's Mazik someone else. It's not a Metzias. He's not Mazik himself. He's Mazik someone else. Iud Avsan Avshay means I caused the
object. And if he rented the object, if he borrowed the object, if he.
If it's Iud Avsan Avshay, it's Avshay. If it's not Avshay, that's not what it is.
The case is the same.
It's not about the case, Tully. It's not about the case.
Who got the law?
It's the point is, when I cause the damage to myself, I can't make you chayiv. I cause the damage to myself. It's a third person. I didn't cause the damage to myself. So that didn't happen.
The guy who's sleeping, it's the same thing.
It's not. It's the guy who's sleeping is chayiv either way. He's be'etzem chayiv. It's just if you are mazik yourself, then I become potter. But adam mur lailam, period. You did damage, you're chayiv. Adam mur lailam. That's it.
You're mixing up two words.
You're potter. Maskim the Maisa Mazik is the same.
And if it's your thing, there's a separate thing, which is
called. When you maskim the guy, you put it in front of you.
Moving truck. Right. So you did it to you. If it's your stuff, you did it to yourself.
You cause the hefzik.
It's as far as doing it to yourself. I'm saying nafshe.
Right, so
we don't say it.
You don't cause hefzik, you took someone else's thing and put it in
there. Because he didn't cause his own hefzik.
When the
person nice.
You don't. It's not hefzik. It's
kosher. It's not a blood to a person.
You tell me how pashav is that.
What?
I'm just talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Grandma, right?
Okay, we're not going with that. We're not going with the Yud
He's causing his own hazard. You were pushing it, you were mazik. Then you do opposite of Avshay, you do azik. He's the
He says
pasha be'atzmoy. Pasha be'atzmoy. Be'atzmoy means you're doing it to yourself. So you can't be mechayiv you if I'm doing it to myself. I'm the one who is careless here, not you. So if I'm careless, how can I mechayiv you if you're not careless? It's very simple. So, listen. It's very simple. There's a hezek that happens. You can't blame the mazik, but you can't blame the nizik either. So the halacha is mazik has to pay. Because you're the one who did the hezek. So why should I lose and not you lose? You're the one who did the hezek. You're right, it was an accident. Okay, but I didn't do anything wrong. So why should I lose out? It was my vase. Did I do anything wrong that you came and slept next to my vase? No. The hefzid has, I didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, but the maisa, you did the damage. You did the damage, so you have to pay. But what happens if I did do something wrong? So then I'm gonna mechayev you and I did something wrong? No. But in the case of a third person, I didn't do anything wrong. I did it, someone else did. I didn't do anything wrong. He left, he's gone. Levi's out of here. Shimon's out of here. He booked. So you're Reuven, you did hezek to my boss.
I did the same nothing wrong as the case where I put down my own
boss. Correct, and you should be chayev over there.
I mean, that guy still did something wrong, whether he left or not. He still did
something wrong. But you should chayev even if you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, but in this case, only he did something wrong.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he took someone else's vase and put it in front of him.
He's gone. I'm Levi. I'm going to Reuven. Reuven, you broke my vase. I don't care what happened. You broke my vase. Now, if I did something wrong, then you don't have to pay me. But I didn't do anything wrong, and you didn't do anything wrong. You broke the vase. You pay me. Period.
What? He did something wrong. He took.
No, you did. You broke my vase. So the fact that someone else did something wrong, what does that do? You broke my vase. Levi was a goyrim.
You're a putter, which is why.
You didn't break the vase. Eimech Hanami, Tosis is saying not like the Ramban. Tosis is not the Ramban. The Ramban said you gorm la'atzmoy. Tosis is something else. Tosis says, Heim gormu loy. And I think that Tosis means something else. Tosis means they made him the mazik. Heim gormu loy. Or if you want to say it in a different language, what would be a different language of Heim gormu loy? He's an inus. That's what Tosis means. Inus gomor. Heim gormu loy. He's an inus. I'm an inus. That's what it means. It means Heim gormu loy. It's a whole different svara. Heim gormu loy. They are the ones that made him into a mazik. Therefore, he's an inus. Nafkamin is as follows, Rabbi Sai. Zokhtrav David Pavarsky. Nafkamin is as follows. What happens if a person lies down? He goes to sleep. Someone else comes and puts the vase next to him, his own vase. Then I wake up and I see, wow, he's going to put a vase next to me. Okay. And he goes back to sleep. Is there an iud afsid on afshay? The person that put it there, was he careless in putting it there?
Yeah.
I'm putter. Am I an oinus gomor? I woke up. I saw the vase. You don't go back to sleep. You know it's there. I'm not. Zuck the Reb Dov. That's going to be an afkamina.
But what about you or afsid on afshay when someone's awake?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say I put my kli half on and half off the table.
Right.
The next person that walks by, even if he doesn't touch it, is going to fall.
If it's an inus gomor, the same thing. It'll be the same thing. You can't
with nothing. Saying you're not, but according to Ramban, you're not putter because of inus gomor.
And a chanami.
You're only putter because garmatzer. Right. You're always in garmatzer.
And a chanami. And a chanami.
I would be chayv.
Maybe. Yeah. Ramban says you're chayv and inus gomor. You're chayv and inus gomor. You did the hezek. Unless it's Yud Afsar Afshay, if that's called Yud Afsar, it all depends on that type of thing. This is going to be an afkamin alachoyer between Tosfos. Rabbi Sai, it's very gishmak. Because Tosfos is not saying the same thing as Ramban. Tosfos over here is saying, if you look carefully at the Lashon Heim Gormuloi, which Rabbeinu Peretz says means oinus. And Tosfos on that later on says means oinus. It's not a steer in Tosfos, says Rav David. What it means is the Heim Gormuloi, that's what made him into a mazik. So Eina Chanami, according to Tosfos, in the case where Reuven's sleeping, Shimon comes and puts the vase next to him. According to Tosfos, puts Levi's vase. According to Tosfos, Reuven's going to be putter. I'm on his gomor. Heim Gormelo, they made me into onis. Not that he pusha ba'atzmoy, or that he's Goram la'atzmoy. It's Amino and it's Gomor, therefore I'm going to be Potter in that case. That's going to be another nothing.
So you did a good shmir on yourself?
Because I'm Amos Gomor.
It's not the same thing as
it doesn't want to do that. Yeah, it's more than
you
that.
You can't say that.
Where Shimon's going to have Levi's Goss, like, he wouldn't be that. He's a guy that's going to say,
now it's not a question. Maybe they're both chayiv. Maybe they're both chayiv. Leave Shimon out of the picture. Is Reuven chayiv? Yeah. What's mizegov? What's mizegov? Whatever you want. However you want.
Why can't you say according to
it? However you want it. But Reuven's chayiv.
The Ramban and Tosfos could technically hold like each other. Just in a case of the Tosfos doesn't address a case where the Bob.
Okay. Yeah. Here you're doing two dinim. I got it. Okay. Rabbi say, I just want to end with this. The Maratzchias brings over here a Rambam. The Rambam says, or Yad HaMelech, what happens if a person comes over to someone and says, I want you to take someone else's money and bring it to me. I want you to steal someone else's money. Steal, take it. And he's a guy. And he pulls out a gun and he says, you don't take his money, I'm going to kill you. That's a Inus Gummer. Right? That's Inus. Oh, yeah, that's about as Inus as you get, right? Ram says you're Chayiv.
The two actions of this are connected.
You're Chayiv.
Chayiv for the object?
You weren't Inus on it.
Einucha Inus Gummer Yoiser Mizeh. I feel like a Pekuach Nefesh that's around with the Chayiv the Shalim. Should the Osel Hatzel Mamun Chaveroi. So, are you Chayiv? Now, if you say, Rabbi says, just get clear, if you say, like we were saying in the Ramban, there's no question here. Because the way I was saying the Ramban is that Yud Afsar Nafshe, this other guy who's sitting there, he's not Yud Afsar Nafshe, he doesn't know about this whole thing, right? He didn't do anything wrong. You got a third person, this is our third person case. Third person case. But if you say it's Oines, I'm an Oines, I'm an Oines Gomer over here. That's the question that Maratzchias, he says, a chiluk between them, which is something similar to what Rav Yitzchak was saying. We will continue with this.
Here.